This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Some Colorado college football teams start their season tonight. CPR's Vic Vela reports.
Let's start with the CU Buffs. They host the University of Northern Colorado at Boulder's Folsom Field. And the game is a Denver Broncos reunion for the two head coaches. UNC coach Ed McCaffrey was a Super Bowl winning wide receiver for the Broncos. And one of his former coaches in Denver was Carl Durrell, who now leads the Buffaloes. Colorado State University also plays tonight. The Rams host the very tough South Dakota State Jackrabbits in Fort Collins. As for the Air Force Academy, they start their season Saturday against the Lafayette Leopards at Falcon Stadium in Colorado Springs. I'm Vic Vela, CPR News.
Representative Diana DeGette is helping to lead the charge in Congress against Texas's restrictive abortion law. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
The Denver Democrat is co-chair of the Pro-Choice Caucus. The group met Thursday to discuss the Texas law and what Congress can do to protect access to abortion services regardless of where a woman lives. On top of the agenda is passing the Women's Health Protection Act, which would codify Roe v. Wade into law. DeGette and all Democratic members of the delegation are co-sponsors of the bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to bring it up for a vote when members return this fall. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Republican Representative Doug Lamborn has also responded to the Texas law. He says in a statement the Supreme Court's choice not to block the law is, quote, a positive first step in restoring states' rights. This is CPR and KRCC. Denver's at 81 degrees with 60% chance of rain this afternoon.